خداوند بزرگ را سپاسگزارم.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. I thank God Almighty for once again granting us the opportunity to be present here at the ceremonies marking the anniversary of the triumph of the Islamic Revolution. I would like to congratulate you all on the 32nd anniversary of the triumph of the Islamic Revolution. This was a movement by the Iranian nation, and we are in fact commemorating and celebrating the 32nd anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Undoubtedly, the anniversary of the 1979 victory of the Islamic Revolution was a step towards perfection. Today I want to raise two issues. One is about the revolution and the reality of the revolution, and the second is about the current condition and situation in the world. Today it is clear to everyone that the Islamic Revolution has not been a move based on Iranian ethnicity, or it has not been a move based on the interests of political parties or tribes, and it's not been a move based on merely national interests, as there's the customary interpretation of national interests in today's world. You see that after 32 years, this glorious revolution, contrary to other movements in the world, has not been, the Islamic Revolution has not been diverted from its path, and it is still glorious, and it has become more glorious and stronger and more powerful compared to the past. Not just in Iran, but you see the influence of the revolution in the international arena, and you can see its influence, its transparent influence and effectiveness in the international arena. The secret behind this must be sought in the features and the ideals of the Islamic Revolution. This revolution has been the result of an ideal and perseverance and laudable resistance. Of course, the preservation and continuation of this revolution is in need of such a resistance and ideal. Allow me to refer to some of the principles and ideals of the revolution. The first feature is paying attention and attaching significance to humans and human dignity. All divine prophets have sought to, in fact, inform humanity of its genuine and real nature, and the prophets have sought to guide humans in the direction of the divine path, and in fact they have said that humans must be the successor of God Almighty on earth. A human being must be a symbol of knowledge, affection, kindness, innovation, and divine sovereignty. Of course, it has also been said that reaching the point of perfection and enjoying human values can be materialized through monotheism, and if one treads a path other than monotheism, it will be impossible for human beings to reach the point of perfection and dignity and in this way become a manifestation of divine values. Monotheism means that there's no power but God Almighty. Monotheism means giving into the orders of God and to just tread the path of God. Of course, real freedom and human dignity can be materialized through monotheism and serving God. It is quite clear
که واسطه حرکت انسان در مسیر توحید و عبودیت
that in order for a human being to tread the path of monotheism and in order to become attached to the divine path, one should tread the path of velayat, the governance of the supreme jurist. And all prophets have come in order to inform humans, and humans have not fully understood the real nature. The divine talents of humans have not yet been fully blossomed, and with the exception of a few prominent figures, other people have not yet realized the genuine nature of humanity and treading the divine path. In fact, humanity has not blossomed in its profound sense, and what has been created by God and that ideal point of perfection has not yet been materialized. The followers of materialism and the followers of different political currents have, and schools of thought have tried to maintain the interests of a particular group, and in this way they have trampled upon the genuine nature of humanity. We have the Marxism, and it has been it has diminished, and the capitalist system is following Marxism, and that is trampling upon humanity and humiliating humanity. And the capitalist system is also on the verge of collapse, and by humiliating humanity they have just put humanity on the verge of destruction. Poverty, discrimination, wars, and plundering and occupation have been imposed on nations by them, but they have been disappointed and they have been discouraged, and they have sought to dominate human societies, but at the same time we see the emergence of the Islamic Revolution, and the Imam came, and the great nation of Iran in fact joined Imam and managed to contribute to the triumph of the Islamic Revolution, contributing to global awareness and vigilance, and in this way found the way for restoring human dignity by the Iranian nation and the global community. The restoration and revival of human dignity and human nature, real nature and human mission and its great divine capacities. And the second feature of this revolution is to follow up the ideal for global governance, which is filled with justice. Without the rule of justice and monotheism, it will not, the blossoming of humanity will not be possible, and it will not be able to restore human dignity and maintain security. All the divine prophets have come in order to, in fact, put humanity and guide humanity towards this great objective, and all prophets have come in order to take humanity towards the point of perfection. They have come in order, prophets have come in order to promote the ideal and the goal of restoring and administering justice. Justice is the most important topic on the agenda of the divine prophets, because it is a prerequisite for the blossoming of humanity under the auspices of monotheism, and justice is the prerequisite for the blossoming of humanity. As long as there is no justice in this world, the divine talents of human beings will not have the opportunity to blossom and to emerge. Justice paves the way for the blossoming of divine talents of human beings. On the basis of global governance that is filled with justice, monotheism, kindness and affection, the ideal and the goal of all divine, this has been the goal of all divine prophets. All the prophets have come in order to direct and guide this convoy of humanity towards that point of perfection. This is a promise offered by all prophets, and if this promise is not fulfilled, then the basis of human creation will be put to question, and in fact this will put to question the appointment of all prophets. Oh dear people of Iran, all oppressed nations and all justice-seeking nations, the Islamic Revolution emerged and in fact was acted against the materialistic ideals and the materialistic objectives, and the Islamic Revolution called for justice, administration of justice. Today it has become clear that the administration of justice in the world will not be possible without the governance of humanity. And in fact, the Islamic Revolution has actually invited all humans towards the point of perfection, and humans and in fact this revolution has been the outcome of the sacrifices made by the combatants, the nation, and the guidance by the prophets, and is after just fulfilling the promise of the prophets. This revolution belongs to all humans, and this revolution belongs to all nations, and this revolution belongs to all the pure natures and innate nature of humanity throughout the world. Dear people of Iran, our Islamic revolution is treading the path towards the point of perfection, and in fact contributes to the blossoming of human nature and the point of perfection delineated by Prophet, and particularly the last messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. 22nd of Bahman, Iranian calendar, or February 11th, is in fact the starting point of the rule of God over the earth. Believing in this reality and ideal and belief means that power only belongs to God, and the whole world is run by God, is under the rule of God, and the corrupt and satanic powers have no basis, and with the blessings of God, hopefully they will all be destroyed. Living in this notion means that the reality will emerge and monotheism and justice will rule over the world. Believing in this ideal means that we will move forward continuously with exuberance, and we will never become tired, and this means development, hopefulness, and having stronger faith, purity, affection and kindness. Every year that passes by, we become closer, we move closer to the materialization of this goal. Every anniversary is a move forward. Every anniversary of the revolution is a new birth, opens a new horizon, and is a new and a strong and powerful move forward. Allow me to refer to some of the achievements of the revolution. One of the most important achievements of the revolution in Iran has been the revival of self-reliance. All the colonialists, in order to dominate other nations, they have always tried to eliminate other nations' self-confidence and self-reliance. This revolution managed to revive self-reliance among the Iranian nation, and the Iranian nation once again realized its strength and power. Today we all believe that any goal, any ideal, that the Iranian nation can in fact attain any goal and materialize any objective, achieve any objective. Another feature is the feeling of independence and freedom. The Iranian nation is the most independent nation in the world, and is the dearest nation, and the Iranian nation is the dearest one in the world. The Islamic revolution managed to strengthen unity and solidarity, and in fact it moved beyond the borders of groups, tribes and regions and so on, and eliminated such borders, and this revolution managed to create an unprecedented unity based by resorting to God. Another achievement of the revolution has been considerable scientific and industrial progress. Today, Iranian scientists are active in all domains, in the aeronautics, aerospace. They have manufactured the platform, and they have manufactured different types of launchers and satellites and different types of land stations for the management of satellites. And today they are thinking about sending a living creature to space, and hopefully next year living creatures will be sent to space for tests, for conducting tests, and based on the planning prior to 1400 Iranian calendar, the first Iranian astronaut will be sent to space using different types of equipment. In the field of nanotechnology, we are among outstanding countries in this field. Allow me to tell you that prior to this, the Iranian nation well known in the world for the certain products such as the carpets and pistachios. When Iranian officials traveled abroad, when they traveled abroad, they took pistachios or they took carpet as gifts. But today we have reached the point today that while traveling overseas, in addition to pistachios and Iranian artistic works, we also take a sophisticated equipment in the field of nanotechnology and technical progress of the Iranian nation. We give them as souvenirs. And the nuclear, regarding the nuclear issue, all the arrogant powers in the world who are fearful of the Iranian nation's progress, they have tried to somehow hamper the Iranian nation from making nuclear progress. Today, you know, and the whole world knows that the whole nuclear, the Iranian scientists have acquired the knowledge related to the full nuclear cycle, and they have, in fact, the arrogant powers have mobilized their forces in order to hamper our progress, but they failed to do so. They have two options before them today. The first option is to just continue the previous path. This path has been tested before. I'm telling you, I'm addressing the arrogant powers that you have just mobilized all your forces, all your satanic forces in order to hamper the Iran from becoming a nuclear state. But you know that this path is doomed to failure. The second path or option is to just accept this fact and just interact and cooperate instead of confronting us. This is to your benefit. If you are ready for cooperation, we will welcome your cooperation. But if you have your hollow thoughts and if you want to act in, if you are too proud of yourself, I have to tell you that this nation will tread and continue its path, and this Iranian nation doesn't need you. Today in the field of biotechnology, we have managed to manufacture and produce new types of medicines. We are using new we are using cellular treatment, and we are using new treatment methods. Iranian scientists have made progress, and we are among the first two or three countries, or among the first five countries or 10 countries of the world in this field. Today in the field of industry, the Iranian nation is making considerable progress. I do not want to offer the statistics and take up your time, but you know that in the past 4 or 5 years, our steel production capacity has been doubled, cement capacity production has been doubled, and our petrochemical products capacities have been doubled, and the same is true about copper and aluminum and other basic industries. Today, we are witnessing the huge investments made in the field of agriculture and industry throughout the country. Another achievement of the revolution has been the construction efforts made in the country. I have to draw your attention to the point that there have been three phases for construction efforts. One was prior to the advent of Islam, at the time of the emperors, that lasted for 300 or 500 years. Some of our cultural heritage belongs to that period of history. The second phase and the basic phase for construction have been the Safavid era. During the Safavid era, there have been construction efforts made throughout the country. and major part of our cultural heritage, and also the bridges, the monuments, buildings belong to that historical period. The third phase when, and the third period of history when there have been construction efforts have been the time of the revolution during and the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm telling you based on my knowledge that our construction efforts in the past 30 years have been unprecedented in the course of Iran's history. Despite the presence of the colonialists for 150 years, in fact, managed to hamper the country's construction and progress and industry, agriculture, culture and science of this country was directed towards destruction. But today you see that construction efforts have been going on throughout Iran in all cities and the urban and rural areas, and it's making rapid progress. You see the construction of railways, universities, airports, ports, schools, hospitals, and also water networks and gas pipelines have been laid and constructed, and we are making considerable progress in this field. Another achievement of the revolution has been efforts made for the administration of justice. Prior to the victory of the revolution, our agricultural product was approximately 25 million tons every year. I'm announcing this with pride that today our agricultural product has surpassed 100 million tons per year. Another measure carried out in line with justice has been the plan for targeted subsidies. I will very soon talk with the people regarding targeted subsidy about its achievements and the future plans, but I have to say that the people's smart, and in fact the people acting smartly towards this economic reform plan and the solidarity of the nation has contributed to the promotion of Iran's status with respect to global equations, and today the whole world has better realized the strength and glory of the Iranian nation. I wish to warmly appreciate the whole nation, and I will very soon address the nation in this regard. Another measure carried out for the administration of justice is the distribution of justice shares, and more than 39 million people have received these shares so far, and based on planning, we will that figure will just increase to 45 million people. The government has made efforts in order to in fact make its utmost efforts so as to justly distribute the country's revenues. 85 provincial tours have been made in the past 5.5 years, and this is in fact a historical record, a global record. I can remember that the first day when there was talk of provincial tours in the 9th government, some people did not believe and were concerned about these provincial tours, and they said that this is not possible. And in fact, when the provincial tours were launched and the whole cabinet of ministers, the government has traveled to 85 to the provinces 85 times, and in fact we have visited different places and projects, and so far the There have been 17,800 projects approved at the meetings of the Cabinet of Ministers in different provinces in the course of the provincial tours. On average, 3 visits have been made, 97%, 73% and 40% have been implemented, and in respectively, and in fact, what has been 70% for the first trips, 43% for the second, and 70% for the third visits, and the whole country has turned into a workshop for progress and construction. In the past 5 years, more than 1,100,000 houses have been renovated and in rural areas, and hopefully we will never witness a quake or natural disasters in this country. But you see that in the recent tremors, you realize that with respect to the intensity of the quake, there has been the minimum casualties, and these are mostly due to the renovation of housing in rural areas. Regarding the controlling of the price of housing sector, we carried out positive measures, and regarding the salary, people's salaries, the retirees, and so on, many measures have been carried out for administering justice in the field of employment. I have to draw your attention to this point, that this year, due to the efforts of the entrepreneurs, so far 1,600,000 permanent job opportunities have been created, and based on the government's planning, prior to the end of this government term, there will be no problem of unemployment in this land. And by, in fact, we have also provided educational services for rural areas, and these are have all been carried out in order to administer and promote justice in this country. Of course, you know that the full implementation of justice is the most necessary and the most difficult stage for humans to reach the point of perfection. The prophets of God have tolerated a great deal of pressures and difficulties in order to materialize this goal. Today, your government is under tremendous pressure and is facing such pressures, but I am decisively stating that that we will follow up the path towards justice, and this is our commitment and the commitment of this great nation. And everyone should know that despite all the external and domestic pressures and acts of obstructionism, this glorious path will be followed, and we will insist on following this path, and we will make our enemies fail in achieving their goals. The crowd is chanting slogans in support of the president. Another achievement of this revolution has been its contribution to global management and also influencing international relations. The Iranian nation has managed to, in fact, chant the motto of seeking justice. These are some of the achievements of this great nation of Iran. And of course, there may be certain points of weakness and shortcomings, and hopefully by trusting in God and with the help of the people, we will be able to overcome these problems and difficulties. The second point I wish to mention is about the current situation in the world. The Islamic Revolution was a starting point, but it will never be an ending point. The global management, it will never be an ending point. The global management of the Imam of the time may God expedite his reappearance. This human being that is, has reached the point of perfection has been turned into a common point among all justice-seeking people, and he is in charge of the global management, the management of the world. Any nation that treads the path of justice and launches an uprising for the administration of justice will be managed by the Imam of the time, and the nation will be assisted by the Imam of the time. This is the reality, and I'm addressing the nation of Iran and all world nations, that this is the reality, and the concluding move has started, and today we are facing a major global revolution managed by the Imam of the time. The world is experiencing a turbulent situation, and this is a global awakening unfolding, and in fact you can see the hands of the Imam of the time directing this movement, and the thoughts of the Imam of the time is directing us towards the necessity of the formation of a global management, the rule of humanity. And our dear Imam has said on several occasions that this is a divine guidance. The leader of the revolution has also mentioned this reality on several occasions. Such a vigilance and movement is not limited to Iran or the Middle East or North Africa or Egypt and Tunisia. In every corner of this world, in every part of this world, in Latin America, in Africa, in Europe, and in Asia, and in every corner of this planet, the movement has already started, and the inclination towards monotheism and justice and the real justice seeker is increasing day by day. I want to mention a point at this juncture and also address world nations, particularly the nations of the Arab Islamic region, and also address the arrogant powers. Addressing the Iranian nation, I have to tell you that the dear people of Iran, in compliance with the late Imam and the governance of the Supreme Jurist Velayat al-Faqih, and through your solidarity, unity, vigilance, and unique resistance and perseverance, you managed to revive monotheism. You liberated this country, you revived glory and dignity, and you have put this country in the direction of progress. You should be cautious in order to implement and materialize these goals. You should preserve the principles of the revolution. If you want to be the flag bearer of justice and monotheism, and if you want to reach the points of perfection, you should continue treading the path of the revolution strongly. You should become a model in all scenes, in different domains, in the economic, cultural domains, and also in the field of sovereignty, judgment, the administrative structure, in the field of production, and legislation, education, politics, and so on. You should become a model in all these domains, so you should be cautious. You should be cautious in order to prevent from being diverted or becoming passive. You should avoid from becoming passive, and you should strongly tread the path of the revolution. You should avoid any feeling of indifference. You should avoid any diversion from the path of the late Imam. And in case of selfishness overcoming you, then you cannot expect this path of progress to continue. There should be dedication, there should be attention, you should have faith in monotheism, and you should insist on justice, unity, and resort to God and the bright path of Imamate and Velayat. And this is the secret behind your dignity. You should not allow a few selfish individuals to tarnish your achievements or actually take advantage of such achievements in order to attain their own objectives. There are a few individuals who have been separated from the people, and they're trying to tarnish the bright image of the Iranian nation. But I am certain that the great nation of Iran is aware of its dignity and divine blessings and will continue treading the divine path and will in fact make all its enemies and ill wishers fail in achieving their goals. If a few individuals who consider themselves as the owners of the nation, the revolution, and the country, or they did not believe in any struggle and they have lied, or that today they have become tired and they want to, and they should know that, and if they are seeking to compromise, they should know that today the faithful people of Iran have become, we will continue the path of the revolution and will hoist the flag of the great Iranian nation and will hoist the, and bear the flag of the Iranian nation. But addressing world nations,
عزیزان من همه ملت ها توجه داشته باشند که دارند
all world nations must
فضل الهی امروز مستکبران
pay attention to this fact that today with the blessings of God the ruling powers are facing a deadlock
در عالم منتشر
and in fact
راه رهایی
it's in order to reach the point of freedom and emancipation, one should tread the path of the prophet and justice. All should be united, and you should not fear from bullying powers because victory is near. And I'm particularly addressing the Arab nations, the youths, and also the nation of Egypt and all world nations. You should be vigilant, and it is your right to be free, and it is your right to practice your sovereignty, and it is your right to freely express your views regarding global issues. Selecting the type of government, the administration, the rulers, and these are all your rights, and it is your right to have monotheism, justice, to seek monotheism, justice, and dignity, and make efforts in order to attain these objectives. And you see your power comes from God, and you should realize your strength and power, and you should by trusting in God you can make use of your strength in the best possible way. You should move for the sake of God, and you should bear in mind the divine ideals and objectives, and you should know that righteousness will be victorious. And the evil will be destroyed. It's a long path to fight against the evildoers, and it requires dedication, vigilance and self-sacrifice. Everyone must be aware of the satanic deceptions. Those who committed numerous crimes at the time during the era of slavery, and today they are in fact conducting the ugliest actions against freedom-seeking nations. They are plundering other nations' wealth, and today once again they are after violating the rights of nations using new methods, and they everyone must be vigilant towards such deceptions. They try to portray themselves as friends. They want to portray themselves as friends of the regional nations, and they want to portray themselves as friends of the Arab, Islamic and North African nations. But they are pursuing their own malicious intentions. We should all get united, and God, and of course God Almighty will grant His blessings to the faithful. You are victorious. And then the Iranian nation believes that this is your right to determine your fate, and the great nation of Iran supports other nations' right to determine their fate. Blessings of God be upon you and all the freedom seekers and combatants of the path of God. I am the servant of this great nation, and I am the servant of Malik Ashtar, of Imam Ali. Addressing the arrogant powers of the world, I have to tell you that you have reached the end of your life, and in the past 100 years you have done so many criminal actions, but today you are at the ending point, and you just have two options. One is to join other nations. You do not have to feel pity for the Arab Islamic nations, and we do not expect you to do so. You have been just cooperating with the Zionist regime in perpetrating acts of crime. If you really want to correct your behavior, and if you want other nations to trust you, and if you should first refrain from interfering in other nations' affairs, including Tunisia and Egypt. You should allow other nations to adopt their own decisions. You should avoid interfering in other nations' affairs. What are you doing in Iraq and Afghanistan? What are these military bases for? Why have you still been made established military bases in the region? And aren't you the Satan, and aren't you evildoers? The Zionist regime has been the factor behind all crimes, and this regime must be eliminated. You created this regime and imposed it, and you should now eliminate it and free this region. You should know that the Zionist regime is the manifest manifestation of all evils. And it is, has turned into a common, and in fact, it has turned into a common point of animosity, a source of animosity. If you're true in your actions, you should withdraw from this region and you should eliminate the malicious Zionist regime. If you think that through deception, and if you think that through the slogan of two states, if you think that through such actions you can preserve this regime, you're making a blunder. You should join the path of monotheism and justice, and this is the best choice for you. But if you do not give in to this divine call, and if you continue the path of deception for expanding your domination and saving the Zionists, you should know that the power of nations, that is the manifestation of the power of God, will very soon put you on trial in the court of justice and will in fact oust you from power. I assure you, you should open your ears. Despite all the satanic and complicated schemes, with the blessings of God and the resistance of the nations, the new Middle East, without the U.S. and the Zionist regime, will be materialized, and the arrogant powers will have no place in that Middle East. And in line with this, with the blessings of God, very soon the whole world will realize the sweet experience that is a world free from Zionism and bullying. A world free from Zionism and bullying powers. I would like to extend my appreciations to the great nation of Iran for, and also I would like to appreciate people from different walks of life, and through your glorious presence, you turned this 32nd anniversary into a new starting point in the world, and you will continue the path till the manifestation of the rule of God over the earth. I also wish to appreciate the leadership of the Islamic Revolution, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, who through his vigilance is shouldering this great responsibility of leading this revolution, and I would also like to appreciate the regional nations who are also continuing the path of justice, and I assure you that the victory is near. I also wish to appreciate the Imam of the time, may God expedite his reappearance. For all his blessings, for his blessings and guidance, and God protect the Imam of the time and hopefully the Imam of the time is satisfied with our deeds and performance. I also wish to salute the soul of the late Imam.
We're listening into the speech being made there here.